Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We're live in the house, and I got to tell you, Rye, I have had a hell of a freaking day. Can I say that on the air?
Oh, sure.
I said freaking,
ditto.
Freaking,
yeah,
freaking,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But
I,
when I watch you dance to our new music, I just love your little jive in there, so it gets me in a good mood.
Smile out loud.
I've been playing Miley Cyrus in the office just to get, you know, put your hands up.
Oh, yeah. There you
just
go.
Trying to. The weather has been terrible, but our guests today are loving it. By the way,
love it.
You know, the little ducks on them, and they're loving it. I saw a duck that ran over the other day. I'll tell you about that later. again, it's Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford from Boston Connect Real Estate. We have Ryan manning the phones. We have new guests with us today, and we're really excited about it. Please take down our phone number 781-837-4900. I'm sure we are going to have some callers today.
Oh,
because
after the week we've had, right?
Oh,
the weather.
Watchman waterproofing. Mm. We make basements dry. I mean, this couldn't have been more timely. If we had planned it, we couldn't have made it as good as it is right now.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah. Boy,
I know.
I'm screaming at myself here. I better lower that a little bit.
I
know. Mm. So we have Tim O'Brien and we have David Kingsley with us, and they are the owners of Watchman Waterproofing, and we're so excited
to
have you.
We are going to learn so much today. I can't even stand it. I'm so excited.
I know. So, Tim, why don't you sort of take the lead here? Can you tell us a little bit about you and your company? I know both you and David are the owners of the company. You have little ducks on you. I saw one get ran over. One was cleaning itself in the middle of a puddle on Route 36 the other day. And I saw his friend get out of the way. And then I saw feathers, and the person in front of me hit it. But that's my story, and it's
thanks
over.
For that,
and then I found $10.
That's
does it make it a little more exciting?
That's a good lead into the introduction here.
Puddles.
Setting them up real well.
Puddles. All right. I'm sorry. I digress. Tim, can you tell us a little bit about you and your company?
I can. Well, we started Watchman Waterproofing about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, we make basements dry. It's that simple.
We can leave.
We love simple, don't we, Shane?
Not
we
very romantic, not a sexy remodel. We just make basements dry.
You know what, though? That is what everybody wants. You couldn't, you know what? I would rather a dry basement than a sexy kitchen.
Right.
I'm letting you
Agreed.
Know that right now, because mm-hmm. a wet basement is soggy and nasty, and who
Not
wants
sexy
that, right?
At all.
Absolutely.
And you see them all. And then we also have David with us, and David is also one of the owners, and you confirm you make basements dry.
That's exactly what we do.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that you take care of, David, you were saying, a lot of the mechanical aspects of the mm-hmm. systems that you use and all of that. And then, Tim, you're out there explaining the systems to people and doing, you know, telling them what they need. How does the whole process sort of work with you guys?
I'm more involved in getting the word out that there's a legitimate basement company in town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We work with homeowners. We work with real estate professionals. We're actually working with home inspectors.
Oh, good, yeah.
Most particularly, we like to talk to home buyers. They have concerns. A lot of people seem to misunderstand water in the basement.
Yep.
Where it comes from, how it's remedied, what it costs. And it just, the mystery of it and the not knowing makes people apprehensive.
Well, Sharon was talking about systems. And so I ran in here on two wheels. So it might be there are different types of systems depending on where the water's coming from, or is it pretty much a standard?
Yeah, but you know what? We're going to get into that right after, right?
Yep.
So I'm sorry to do that to you, Cindy.
That's okay.
I just don't want to really get into it and hold up Malcolm. Malcolm, finally, the rain has stopped, so hopefully the commute is a little bit better, so hopefully all of our listeners can get home safely. How's it going out there?
All right, now we're dealing with an accident on the expressway, Sharon. Good evening to you. This report is brought to you by Lead Safe America. It's northbound left lane right near the Freeport Street exit ramp. A wrecker just showed up. There are police on the scene with it now and expect delays. It's got traffic backing right up into the Braintree split. On the southbound side, you've got delays most of the way down into the split as well. On Route 3, you've got delays down past Union Street. Route 128 will hang up around 4 and 225 most of the way into Braintree. Northbound expressway up to Route 24, where you've got delays getting down through Brockton. On Route 3A, it's a little bit of open space here and there, but for the most part, it's all tied up. Southbound along the Southern Artery and then down Washington Street and into the Rotary and across the Four River Bridge. The northbound side, you've got occasional delays as well. Thinking about renovating that beautiful old house? Don't poison your kids. Test for lead. To learn how to make your house safe, go to leadsafeamerica.org. Traffic on the Nines. Every morning, I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. Well, it doesn't sound like it's going to be an easy commute coming home, but at least you don't have to go through puddles anymore. But if you have a puddle at home, we definitely have the right people for you tonight. Again, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford. We're both full-time agents over at Boston Connect Real Estate. I'm the broker owner. Cindy is an associate broker. 781-837-4900. We'd love some callers tonight. Ryan is manning the phones because we have Watchman Waterproofing with us, and your company is out of Hanson, right? Why don't we talk about that real quick, too? Like, where are the areas that you service?
Right. We service all of Eastern Mass, Northern Rhode Island, and any place in between. Anything inside 495, pretty much.
And will you do the Cape and the islands as well?
We will get out to the Cape. We haven't been to the islands yet.
Okay. Well, we're going to try to get you some business over there for the summer.
Sharon and I will go scout it out.
And then we'll scout it out. So how's Nantucket feeling for you? I mean, seriously. So we can get you some business over there. Hopefully they don't tell you to come back in the winter, because that wouldn't be great. So, Sin, you had asked, I'm sorry that I rudely interrupted there, but we had to talk to Malcolm.
You've met me before, right? What was my question?
Yeah, she asked about the systems. And
oh, yeah.
So what is the process?
Systems,
yeah, what is the process when someone calls and says, I have a wet basement? What do you constitute to be a wet basement?
Typically, I just want to get to know the customer first.
Yeah.
See what the issue is. See what they know about their basement in general.
Mm-hmm.
How long have they known about the issue?
Yep.
A lot of people move into a house and realize it right away. Some people, it takes time. Maybe it's a new house and it's developed.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I would like to go see them. I would like to take my measurements, mm-hmm. find out everything I can know about the house, the foundation, and the soil content. And from there, I'll design up a system.
Okay.
Typically, we like to do the full perimeter systems. That's the only way to guarantee a dry basement.
Okay.
However, we can and will take lesser measures to get you a starter system.
Mm-hmm.
What is the full perimeter system?
Typically, we like to talk interior drains leading to a sump pump.
Oh, okay.
We offer battery backups if the power goes out or pump failure. Sometimes we'll offer vapor barrier if needed.
What's a vapor barrier?
Oh, good question, Chad.
Basically, it's a 16 mil poly that we like to hang on the walls leading into our system. It keeps the moisture down from these old New England homes. As mm-hmm. we all know, that some of these houses can get up to be 100 years old
in
the fieldstone foundations.
Yes.
Yeah. So there are different, I mean, we go into a lot of houses. I mean, we're in houses a lot, obviously, and we do home inspections. Steve Cook from Imperial is the inspector that we both, you know, refer all the time. So I've learned so much from him.
Yes.
But it's interesting because I was showing a house the other day. I find the best time to show a house, by the way, is in the rain.
Absolutely.
You know, you're going to find out what's going on then. But, you know, are you looking when you go into a basement, are you looking for, like, that effervescence or whatever, like, if there's a little bit on the wall, is that something to be concerned about? If, like, you see these little stress cracks on the ground, are those things to be concerned about? Like, what are you, how are you finding the source of, if people just say, I have moisture, because we were talking about that with the dehumidifiers, like, what's the different levels that you're working with? Is it, I have a puddle, now I need you, or I have dampness and I need you?
Yeah, that, you know, that musty smell.
Can you see my nose, like, crinkling up? You know, like that musty smell.
Yeah, I see it. Exactly.
I made him smile.
It's essentially all of the above.
Okay.
Whatever there is. Sometimes people have a little bit of water over here. Sometimes they get 2 feet of water everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they just get the musty smell.
Okay.
With the musty smell, we may just be talking some vapor on the walls or maybe a nice dehumidifier.
Okay.
And we size everything to each house. Mm-hmm. From there, we need to see the system.
Okay.
We need to see the problem at hand.
Because, and I know, like, we'll just use my house for an example. If I have a cell, this thing, it's never going, by the way I talk about it. So in my house, I have partially finished that we don't even use really anymore. The kids are older. They're not really down there. I have a workout room. We know how much that's getting used. And then a room that the kids are never there.
Right.
There's no one down there hardly ever. And then we have sort of an outback area that is unfinished. But I've noticed over the past couple of years in particular of like that mustier odor. So we've put the dehumidifier in there, but it's the one with the bucket. So, I mean, it's constantly filled. It's a pain in the neck. Let's face it. It is a pain in the neck. And if I'm a listing agent and a client says, I'm going on vacation for a week and I have a dehumidifier, do you mind coming over? I can barely get to the one in my basement, never mind the one in your basement.
Right.
So what is a compromise to that?
Basically, we would give you our commercial-grade dehumidifier, mm-hmm. and we want to set it and forget it. We
okay.
don't want you playing with the buckets. We don't want you emptying.
Mm-hmm.
Set it to our temp. Set it to our humidity, and leave it.
Okay.
Well, where does the moisture go?
Well, we usually hook it up with some sort of a pump, whether it's an actual sump or maybe we go within with a condensate pump, and we just discharge it out of the house.
Is it something that's plugged in? Just asking.
Yes.
So if the power goes out, is there a battery backup on that?
There can be, yes.
Okay, there can be. So mm-hmm. that you're, because if someone goes away for a week and Sharon's the listing agent, you mm-hmm. know the power's going out.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sorry, Sharon. But.
Yeah, well, and that's the other thing, too, is I know you had a good story to tell, and we can get into that, too, but water in the basement is not a fun thing.
Oh, it's awful.
I would say it's the worst thing, and it's always the first question that people say. It's on the top of every list when you're selling real estate, have you ever had water in the basement? Are there any telltale signs that we can look at as buyer's agents when we go through a house to say, you know, if we ask the question, have you ever had water in the basement, how can we sort of tell?
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you crinkled your nose talking about the smell.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I look for. At the top of the stairs, if you have that smell, you've definitely got a water problem.
Mm-hmm.
After that, there's 1,000 signs, as Dave mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
They can the water can enter from a million different places, and it creates different signage. There's staining, shadowing, rotten wood, rust. There's a million little things that we look at to determine how long it's been going on, how bad the problem is, and mm-hmm. what the possible solutions may be.
Why would you think in my house, like suddenly, like I'm only noticing it the last few years? Is it because we're not going up and down as much? We probably don't have the heat on as much down there because we're not down there in the wintertime? It just seems weird to me that over the past couple of years in particular that we're now suddenly having a smell down there.
Well, groundwater moves. People think of the water table as being a static level.
Mm-hmm.
It actually changes over time. It changes seasonally.
Yeah.
And for example, if you cut down trees in your backyard, you mm-hmm. may have water the next season. Because trees drink so much water.
Oh, yeah.
If the town installs a parking lot around a school, that water is no longer going into the ground at the school. It's going downhill towards your property.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many factors that affect the water table, and it can change from year to year.
So with me having that humidity, that means I have water coming in somewhere, like groundwater coming into the basement somehow, like up?
You definitely have water. Typically, groundwater does come up. People think of water coming from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
It actually comes from the ground up. That's where all the hydrostatic pressure is, and that's what forces its way into your basement. And if it isn't wet to the touch, it can still be very humid and moist because concrete is actually porous,
mm-hmm.
acts like a sponge. It won't be physically wet, but it will be giving off the humid vapor of the water underneath.
Do you keep the humidifier on all the time now, or seriously, you don't, because you don't, I would never go down and empty.
Well, last year I made a very conscious effort to have it on all the time, but then it's one of those things, if you go away for the weekend, and I have a 21-year-old that certainly isn't going to remember to empty it. You know what I mean? And I said that to my husband. I said, I want to get a system that just sort of takes care of itself, just like we have a heating system that takes care of itself. So I definitely am going to set up an appointment with you guys, so hopefully you can come over. We'll video it.
Absolutely. Yes. Actually, the biggest thing we sell people isn't pipes and pumps and things of that nature. It's a different lifestyle. We've had customers that were afraid to go on vacation. They were afraid that it may rain while they weren't home, and they wouldn't be there to vacuum up water and put down towels. So we're really just helping people improve their lifestyle.
That's awesome. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We have Watchman Waterproofing with us, and they make basements dry. We're really excited to have them. I mean, so timely. Nice. If you have any concerns or questions for them, we have both Tim O'Brien and David Kingsley with us. They're the owners of Watchman Waterproofing, 781-837-4900. We have Ryan in the house. Manning the phones tonight for us. So we're just talking a little bit about, you know, the wet basements. What are there certain times of year that you find more than others? Is it, you know, the winter thaw, or when are you seeing, have you been just cranking busy right now? Why don't you give me some examples of what you're seeing?
Spring is typically the busiest time, obviously. The winter snow melts, the ground thaws, and things just start to move under the earth, the water. It just comes back to life. Mm-hmm. That's typically the busiest time. Anytime there's heavy, heavy rain and the ground doesn't absorb as much water as it normally does, we get a lot of phone calls, because that water is finding a place to go. More often than not, it's someone's basement.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that sometimes it's just as simple as people, when they have gutters installed, they do the downspouts and they don't have it going away from the house and it goes down by the foundation, and that's a simple fix? Or does that ever happen too, where the water's just it's not being pushed away from the house?
Sometimes that can happen. It's one of those things, when you have water sitting next to your foundation, that's never a good thing.
Right.
We do downspout management, where we'll ship the water just away from the house, 15, 20 feet, more than enough. We want to make sure you're not in an actual bowl in a valley.
Right.
But when you want to talk interior guarantees, that's when you want to talk about the interior system.
How do you do a system? Why don't you tell us that? So if you're going to do, so I have a partially finished basement and a partially not finished basement, you're going to tell me that I need a full perimeter system. What was it called again? Full perimeter what?
Interior drain
system.
Yes.
I'm trying. What is the process now? I mean, I have carpet, I have, you know what I mean, closets and things like that down there. How do you go about doing that whole process?
Well, we have to see it. But what we would like to do is see the walls itself, test it for the moisture, see if there's any signs of mold.
Oh.
We don't want to be living with mold, especially if you're smelling it.
Oh, so that's what I'm smelling.
It's possible.
You think? Oh, great.
Of course you will.
I have radon and mold in my freaking basement. Today got really good for me.
Thank God you found that $10.
Yeah. Well, you guys don't know the back joke of that, but you know, Stephen Cook was kind enough to do a radon test at our houses, and guess who has radon. So, I mean, but whatever. I mean, but maybe the radon is coming through a crack in my foundation or something. I mean, is that how is the water getting in? Is that the only way it can get in, is through a crack or seepage? Like, how does it get in? That's what I don't understand, because cement is pretty solid.
Typically, the water will just find the easiest place to go.
Okay.
And when builders build a house, they typically pour the foundation walls.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime later, they pour the foundation floor. Where that floor and wall meet is not a chemical bond. So there's a tiny, tiny, tiny little crack. Water will fit through there. And with the amount of pressure on that water, it's the hydrostatic pressure, it just forces its way through. If there's enough water, you'll have a foot of water in your basement in a matter of an hour.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That does not even sound like fun. Like, I just think about one time I was showing a house and I asked, is there any water in the basement? It was very important to this client. I mean, it's important to all of our clients. And it was raining out and I got there and it was like a foot of water when I got to the bottom steps. And I was like, the fishing is free.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do at that point.
Yeah.
But I also had a client that didn't in over the winter had already moved out of the house. He was living up in the North Shore, and he also had a place where he was skiing, so he wasn't around. The oil guy came, filled his oil tank, but left the receipt in the door like they normally do or in the mailbox. The seller never got it because it wasn't going back and forth as frequently. So the oil person didn't fill the tank again rather than calling. So all the pipes froze and split. We had a showing over there, and the agent called me, and she said, yeah, I think you got a couple feet of water. And it was literally more like 4 or 5, like there was not 5, but like probably 3 to 4 feet of water in that basement. Gosh. And it also had like the, it was an old antique, so it had the boulders, you know, on the wall. If somebody has a catastrophe like that, and we hope that they don't, do you do the cleanup of that as well?
We will. We'll pump out the basement, we'll make it dry, and we'll determine where the water came from. If it's groundwater, we can handle it. If it's broken pipes, obviously you want to call a plumber.
Mm-hmm. McNamara Plumbing. That would be my husband.
Yes.
Yeah, my plumber. So why don't you share? I know you shared a story with me. That was a good story for real estate with somebody recent. Was that recently that they
it
had a problem?
It was about 2 years ago.
Okay.
We got a phone call from a gentleman, a real estate agent, and he had a closing scheduled for a Friday. On the Monday or Tuesday of that week, they did a final walkthrough prior to the closing, and they found a foot of water. And he called us to see if there was something we could do. He already started making his arrangements to postpone the closing. The contractor who built the house was waiting for the closing to pay all of his bills. And they were expecting to wait at least a month for another opportunity to close. When, in fact, we did the work. We stayed late. We worked until midnight a few nights. And he held his closing on time on that Friday.
Well, that's awesome. Oh,
that's great news.
That customer, by the way, is now our customer with a fully guaranteed dry basement.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Do you get involved in any... I know you say what your job is you make basements dry, but after that, you don't really get into, you know, helping people do like those, like the doing the basement over or anything like that, though. You're just making sure beforehand you're doing, getting everything dry, making sure it will always be dry.
We're making sure it's dry. We've had a lot of requests to go back in and do the finishing, and I am a licensed builder, and I've gotten out of it over time just because physically it's difficult for me to do. But now we have young guys on the crew, and we're toying with the idea of training them up and going back into the basements and doing the finishing. And people are interested in that because they see the work we do making the basements dry and the meticulous work and attention to detail that they see. They'd love to see on a finished basement product as well.
I know I have a new listing. I have a listing right now, and I'm going to plug it actually right now. It's 18 Herringbrook in Pembroke, and I just had a nice price adjustment on that. I'll be doing an open house this weekend. It's now down to 625, four-bedroom colonial, beautiful, beautiful home in Pembroke, finished lower level. And they, when they did the basement, they had this like subfloor, so it was like a, but underneath it was like rubber and like it's black, so whatever. Can you know what I'm talking about? Because you can see my hands. Can you explain to people what that is, and is does that really help keep the moisture away from the cement? Is that something that you suggest for people?
I really don't. We like to see what the concrete looks like.
Yeah,
that product is sold in the home centers, and it's an easy product for people to use. We really want to see the concrete. If the basement is dried correctly, you don't need anything to hold you off of the concrete like that product.
It feels good, though. It's nice. It's like
squishy.
Not like... Yeah,
spongy.
Like when I'm on my basement and I have a nice carpet and I have a nice like pad, I always feel like I'm on cement. That's how I always feel. That's why I love the subfloor. But I wouldn't want to put a subfloor just like directly on cement because that to me seems like... I don't know, moisture on the wood directly.
Well, you certainly could use a product like that if the basement was made dry prior to that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's no question. And the wood itself does insulate you a little bit. It gets you off of the cold, hard concrete.
Yeah.
But again, I wouldn't recommend it unless you put in a full system to make sure that there is no water affecting that subfloor.
Yeah, and they definitely haven't had any water there, so I think that that's why they probably went ahead with that. There's no sump pump or anything there, so... And that's like in my house as well. Like, I don't have a sump pump. It just seems weird to me out of the blue. I'm suddenly having water issues, but I guess, well, you guys will figure that out for me. Why do you think, I know that there are times, Sin, have you had customers and they're like, oh, there's a sump pump. I don't want to look at the house?
Yes, a ton. In the past, and well, in the last like 4, 5, 6 years, like they wouldn't even look at properties with a sump pump. Now I don't have like it doesn't faze them at all. It must be education. Going over it with them and, you know, looking to see if it does have the battery backup and if it's a newer system. Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
I mean, do you think that that's good just for, you know what I mean, just for preventative, for everybody to have a sump pump?
Absolutely. The fact is, when you do a remodeling project, if you do a brand new kitchen, I think the number is something like 80% return on the investment.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a basement system to keep the basement dry, the return is over 100%.
Wow.
So if you spend $5,000 to make the basement dry, you can charge $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 more for that house that day.
Hmm.
So is that, what's the price based on? Is it based on square footage that you're doing that for?
Yes, we usually go by the square footage, linear footage, and for the dehumidifiers, it's obviously height as well.
Okay. Are all the dehumidifiers, because I'm definitely going to need one, so you better order one up. Is that, like, are they different sizes for different size, like, basements and things like that?
Oh, yes. Some of them are designed specifically for a 2-foot crawl space that I was happened to be in Yarmouth today.
Oh, okay.
And then, obviously, we have the big, beautiful houses they're making now with the 10-foot high ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
Which requires a little bit more beef to it.
But those are all commercial grade. They're just mm-hmm. different sizes for the different space that you need to put them in.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, that's perfect.
That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, Ryan was just giving me my signal there that we're going to go to our break so we can listen to your great commercial, by the way, which I love. So when we come back, hopefully, if you have any questions about your basement, wet basements, anything about moisture or anything like that, please give us a call. We have the guys here for you today to talk about that. 781-837-4900. We will be right back.
I hate rain.
What are you talking about? I love rain.
Yeah, well, you're a duck.
Your point?
Well, being a duck, you're not a homeowner. Rain is great for the garden, but it also can bring wet, smelly basements.
I love a wet basement. Who doesn't like an indoor swimming pool?
Me. I'm calling Watchman Waterproofing.
Oh, no.
I'm Tim from Watchman Waterproofing. Water in the basement is no joke. It can damage appliances, cause mold and mildew, as well as structural damage, while decreasing your home's value. At Watchman Waterproofing, we make basements dry. No nonsense, no excuses. Whether it's a small leak or you're ankle deep, Watchman Waterproofing will solve your wet basement problem permanently. Don't wait. Call Watchman Waterproofing today at 1-800-653-4309 or go to watchmanwaterproofing.com. That's watchmanwaterproofing.com.
I never knew a dry basement could be this nice. I'm glad you went to watchmanwaterproofing.com.
Hi, this is Alyssa Reed with McNamara Financial. My 3-year-old asked me if she could have a mermaid with purple sparkly hair. I said, sure, when you save up $18 and you can start by helping me put away the laundry. She was initially frustrated but was excited to have a clear path to her goal and a few shiny quarters. The parallels I can draw between her and a pre-retiree working towards a retirement goal are uncanny. Give me a call so that I can help you outline your path to financial success. 781-834-2010.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good evening to all my South Shore neighbors. Hopefully you're getting through that traffic a little bit better. If you're going through any puddles and you're thinking about water and then you're thinking about your basement, well, guess what? Tonight's your lucky night. We're just so full of, you know what's so funny that like we sort of like enjoy this type of stuff?
Absolutely.
I know,
it's
I know.
It's exciting to me,
no,
isn't it?
I just love it.
Do we have no life?
Nope.
But we this love this. We don't, see, because now we're being educated and then that just helps us educate our clients and we got a guy.
I was just going to say, how happy are we that we have a guy?
We got a guy.
And I love ducks, and I think that that's just adorable, even though I saw one get ran over. 781-837-4900. If you are on your ride home, or maybe you're just sitting in the driveway, because we're so intriguing tonight, we have both Tim O'Brien and David Kingsley with us, and they are the owners of Waterman Waterproofing. They keep basements dry. So important. You guys have been so busy, I'm sure.
We have.
Are you the only one that look at the weather report and say, oh, it's going to rain again. Yay.
Actually, no. It's funny. We do so much business now that our plumbing supply house looks at the weather. And when it's going to rain, they stock up on pumps.
Because
know we're coming to get them. They know people are going to be calling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, do you come out to the property and do a free estimate? Or what do you do? How does that work? If I call you and say, I don't know if I need anything, I don't think I have water, but I want some preventative maintenance, what do you do?
We come out to see just about anybody that has any concerns about water, if only to tell them you're fine, you don't need our system. We do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to come out, and we do the same process with just about every customer. We just teach them a little bit about groundwater, how it works, the various remedies, and we're often doing smaller systems because people just can't afford a whole system. And let's see what it does. We'll do an incremental approach, and we'll try it out. If they need more system, next year maybe they can afford it. We'll add some more system.
And you can do that. You can add system. You can start smaller.
We can.
So what does that mean for the customer that potentially already has an issue? Like maybe a Sharon. Maybe you say, okay, we're going to start small. Because you don't actually see any water standing in your basement.
No,
you just smell something that's
mm-hmm.
driving you crazy. So would you maybe start with a little bit smaller system for her to see if that takes care? Because you don't have any
because
anything
if I'm
visible.
I'm only seeing it in the summertime. That to me
smelling
feels
it.
More smelling it. What did I say?
Seeing?
I don't know. I can't see what I smell. So whatever, I'm so tired. I'm sorry, guys. When I'm smelling, when I get that, it's almost like it's when it's those hot, humid days.
Oh.
So I'm not sure if it's like in the air humidity, like getting into the house, or if it's like groundwater, like you're saying, that's coming up. So how do you determine?
It's fairly easy to tell. The conditions in the basement tell us everything, almost like detectives. Where is this water coming from? How much is it? How is it getting in?
Mm-hmm.
And you may just have a humidity issue. We'll try a dehumidifier, and if you still get a little musty smell, that means there's just too much water coming in, even though we can't see it. We'll go up to a vapor barrier. Sometimes we'll put in a basin and a pump just to handle the amount of water that the dehumidifier moves.
What do you mean by a basin and a pump? I'm sorry.
The basin is the hole in the ground that houses the pump.
Okay.
And our basins in particular are made out in Indiana. They're structural foam.
Mm-hmm.
They're sealed on top, so kids aren't going to drop their toys in and plug up or hang up the float switch.
Mm-hmm.
Pets aren't going to climb in there and wait for somebody to find them.
And the radon isn't going to come out of that because that's one of the problems.
Yeah. That is a sealed system.
Okay.
And we're actually working on a system now where we can incorporate a water collection system and radon system in the same system.
Well, guess what? Ding, ding, ding. Sign me up. I want to be one of your investors. I'm telling you.
You need both.
Yeah, because that's really important.
That
because
would be perfect for you.
I know, you know, especially in new construction, a lot of times the contractors are trying to be proactive, and they've been doing the radon pipe underneath, you know, then laying the cement.
I've seen that a lot. Yeah.
But I had one, and this was several years ago, and they did the radon test. The new owner did the radon test, and it came back very high. And I was like, I'm so surprised by that came in as high as it did. And I noticed that they didn't cap off the top. Like, the pipe was there, you know, so if they ever had radon, they had a place to put the system in, and guess what? Thought that was letting it in. But we see that with the radon, with the sump pumps, with the basin areas, that they're wide open.
Yes, they are. And radon, just like water, is very insidious. It will find a way into your basement, and our job is simply to get it out faster than it comes in. We never try to block it. Water just can't be stopped. We have to manage it rather than try to stop it.
And I wonder, let me ask you, do you think that me, so I did the read on test in my house, and that was a lot of fun. So Steve Cook from Imperial Inspections was nice and did that system for me. I'm smelling a water issue of some sort. Could it be related? Like, when that's like the radon is coming in the same way as that, what, dampness?
They will come in the same way. They're emanating from the same source. It's mm-hmm. essentially from the earth, from the ground.
Yeah.
Groundwater, radon, it begins there, and it's just looking for a place to go. And as I mentioned, it's usually someone's basement.
Okay. And you're not going to judge me when you come over if, like, my basement's a little messy. I have two college kids going back and forth to college, like, totes and stuff that you have no idea.
Not a problem.
They have no idea what's in them.
We've been in some pretty scary basements.
I bet. I know earlier we were talking, too, about different types of sump pumps. Dave, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, yes. A lot of people have it in their head that sump pumps are bad. Mm-hmm. But they're accustomed to the old version, where it's just a hole in the ground. It's usually pulling sand out from under the foundation, undermining the foundation itself.
Never even thought of that.
Sometimes they had a quote-unquote professional drill some holes in a five-gallon bucket, stick it in there with a flex hose, and bring it out the window. Again, that's was never really professionally
I've
done.
I've never seen that. That's not pretty.
No. During the break, can you tell the story about, like, one of your clients, like what they did?
Oh, yes. I had a guy up in Sharon. He was very determined. He went to about 25, 30 houses because he was determined not to get a house without a sump pump. And he finally found one. And then the first rain, he had about 2-3 feet of water in the basement, and he was just moving in. So everything was down in the basement, not to mention his brand new furnace, water heater, and so forth.
Yeah, and those are the things. I mean, that is the thing, I mean, with the basements, why it's such a headache, because all the important mechanicals are generally down in the basement as well. Mm-hmm. I had a listing, it was at the end of last year as well, and they had a system that apparently was guaranteed and warranted, and I want to talk to you guys about that as well. And I got a call from the listing agent maybe 2 weeks after, you know, the buyer's agent, 2 weeks after they moved in, and they got water in the basement. And they called me, like, that almost like I hadn't disclosed that there was water in the basement. And I was like, I didn't disclose there was water in the basement. I disclosed that they have this water system thing done with the walls and, you know, all that type of stuff, and that there was a warranty to go along with it. My suggestion was call them.
Right.
So obviously something wasn't done right. I think the electricity or something went off, or the sump pump wasn't plugged in. So
yes, correct.
Well, one of the reasons we started this business was we saw the way the industry was treating the customers. Mm-hmm. In Massachusetts, there are no regulations that govern waterproofing companies.
Oh.
There is no permit required. There are no inspections. Mm-hmm. Quite often, we go into a customer's home and we fix our competitor's systems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Last year, one of our biggest competitors, on average, we replaced a full system a month.
Really?
They refused to honor their warranties for various technical reasons. Either people weren't doing the maintenance, which they require, and we don't. Well, they simply just didn't return, and there was nothing people could do about it.
Mm-hmm.
They end up calling us. We take care of those people, and they become our customers, and we honor our warranty.
That's awesome. So tell me about the full perimeter thing. We started talking about that. So what are you in there with a jackhammer and have you ever heard that story about, like, we call it a French drain, but it was really a trench drain, but then it was like somebody from England had come over and they said, oh, you need a trench drain, and he was really saying French drain, and we didn't pick up on the accent, so that's why we call it a French drain, but it's really a trench drain. Does that make sense?
That's one of the theories. Another one is that a gentleman by the name of French designed the system, and it was named for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it also originated in France as well, so.
Well, there you go. So what do you need to do for that, Dave?
For a typical house, we would like to locate where our basin's going, and then we'll pull up the floor about 10 inches off the wall all the way around. We're going to dig down about 8 to 10 inches, depending on where we are. We want to pitch it, make sure we get good pitch to the pump, so you don't want any water sitting in these pipes. If people don't pitch them correctly, water sits in the pipes and the smell comes out of the floor.
Yeah.
So we want nice pitch, go to the pumps, and then we backfill with some crushed stone so we have some good drainage, and we do a nice concrete layer finish over it.
So what do you do if someone like Sharon or myself has a partially finished basement, like three-quarters of the basement is finished? What do you do there? Because I'm having a nightmare right now.
Yeah,
I'm having anxiety.
Well, not everyone needs a full perimeter system. Okay. It sounds like Sharon may just need a dehumidifier. We don't know yet.
Right.
Once I get in there, we can find out.
But say I do have a water issue. I have, knock on wood, I have not had a water issue. But say you do have an actual water issue and you have a partially finished basement and it wasn't, I guess, damaged enough that you have to tear out that walls. And because I've been in somewhere, it's like they cut the walls 4 feet up, and I go, oh, that wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
Who's going to fix that? We're not going to put an offer in here. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, if we find a situation where the wall has to be removed or has already been removed, we are in a position to do the repair as well. So we don't put the system in and then leave you to find a carpenter or a contractor. Mm-hmm. We will repair the walls. You'll have to bring in a painter and whatnot to do your decorating.
Yeah.
But that's not an obstacle for us.
All right.
Okay.
So one of the things that you were saying about, and I just lost my train of thought, that doorbell just gives me 1 second to just let you know that Cindy and I will be doing real estate this weekend because we are both full-time real estate agents. And we have lots of open houses this weekend. You can go to bostonconnect.com and find all the open houses. If you can't get to one this weekend because you're doing a graduation party or something like that and you would like a private viewing, feel free to give us a call at the office, 781-826-8000. And we'd be happy to get you in there. And you can also find us on Facebook.com/Boston Connect. You can also find us on Pinterest and Instagram and all those fun places. And see, we have a video every week of all of our open houses. So I'll be out. I'll be doing several this week. New listing just came on the market in Hanover today, over on Dillingham. So
yes,
I'll be there. And I have one in Pembroke. And we have another one in Mashfield. We just had a price reduction on. So yeah, $500,000 at 212 Main Street. Beautiful antique.
Oh, yeah, that is beautiful.
So you can see that on Marshfield Connect as well. I put a little poster on that. And I'm doing a broker open house. Not really a broker. I'm doing an open house on Friday. So if you're around and you'd like to meet us for lunch, 11:30 to 1 at 212 Main Street in Marshfield. So, guys, when we're talking about the perimeter drain and doing all of that, obviously the best is if the house is already, if it isn't finished in the basement. If it is, a little bit more of an obstacle, but you got to do what you got to do. I mean, if you have water coming under your carpet, you need to get it up anyways, right?
We want to take care of it, absolutely.
Yeah, and David, you had said something earlier where you want to see where the moisture is coming from. So do you have tools and equipment that helps you indicate where moisture is coming from, or if there is moisture, or are you just sort of touching and feeling?
Oh, I come fully equipped with whatever I need to do to find this water.
So what are some of the tools? Just little, like, are they like meters, like water meters or like things like that?
Yeah, we have moisture meters,
awesome.
Some that are a little invasive and they go in, you actually poke through the wall. Some of them just read the humidity in the air, anything we need to do.
We also have a handy dandy camera snake, which the guys typically fight over to play with.
Oh, really?
We can look down inside pipes. We can look behind walls.
Oh, awesome.
I love that.
Yeah, so you're fully equipped to find where this water is coming from.
Absolutely.
So you definitely have ways to do that. So if somebody wanted to get an estimate, and I'm going to talk to you when I'll have to call to make my appointment, but I want it to be sooner than later, how would people get in touch with you?
The easiest way is to call us on our 800 number. Mm-hmm. It's 1-800-653-4309. Mm-hmm. Or I also recommend they visit our website, WatchmanWaterproofing.com.
Perfect. And that phone number again is 1-800-653-4309. And what about, we have only a couple minutes left, if you can believe it. How about some final thoughts and for your final seconds for maybe some maintenance for people or some, how do they know to call you and why would they?
I'd recommend anyone that even has a suspicion that they have a water issue to call us. Our consultation is no cost to homeowners. We're happy to come out. And the more people we talk to, the faster the word gets out that we are available. Mm-hmm. The solutions are typically simpler than people may fear. Mm-hmm. Water goes downhill, always has, always will. We know how to manage it.
Awesome. And I love your little logo, too, your tagline that we make basements dry. And I agree with some of the notes that we have here, because when you do have a dry basement, if you're thinking about putting your home on the market and you know that potentially you have an issue in your home, I highly recommend that you give them a call. It's a free consultation. Give them a call. Have a once-over of your home. And that's going to add value to your house. It's most certainly going to add marketing.
And the one thing that he mentioned earlier, Tim, was that it is... you know, peace of mind, quality of life. You don't have to, those things that you worry about all the time, if you're going away in the winter, you go skiing, or if it's going to be a rainy spring, it's peace of mind for people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
would you say that?
Absolutely.
Definitely a lifestyle change for the better.
Yes. It is. It's, I mean, I just think of, you know, the worry, the constant worry of people. If you're talking about people who don't even want to go on vacation because they're worried about water in the basement.
Right.
And I know a lot of times, like me, you know, this time of year, if you're getting that sort of humidity smell, and I know you only do basements, but what about people who have, like, that humidity smell in their attic? Is that something you could put a system up in the attic? I mean, have you ever even heard of that?
Yes, we can do a dehumidifier system in any part of the house. And the particular ones that we use, we can actually install in the equipment room and duct to other parts of the house. So you don't have to look at the actual machine.
Love it.
We can mount it on the floor. We can hang it from the ceiling. It's a very versatile setup.
Wow. That's so you awesome. Guys really have a ton of stuff. So, well, thank you to both of you, to Tim O'Brien and David Kingsley, Watchman Waterproofing. They make basements dry. If you want to get in touch with them, please give them a call. If you're putting your house on the market, definitely give them a call. If you're buying a house and you smell the water, definitely give them a call. If you need help buying or selling a house, then give me and Cindy a call, 781-826-8000. And you can get in touch with the guys here, Tim and David, at 1-800-653-4309. And you can get Cindy and I, 826-7300. We'll see you later. Have a great week.
Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks
guys.
Thank you so much.